From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at acura.com/RDX.
In a grim tally, the number of homicides this year in Oakland exceeded 100 over the weekend. That's 6 more than last year, and we have 3 months left before the end of the year. We like annual counts, but the upsurge in violence had actually started well before the end of last year. And it's not only in Oakland. Homicides are up in Richmond. San Francisco is struggling with the same problem. Violence is tearing apart urban communities across the country. A new U.S. Justice Department report found nationwide murder had increased by almost 5% in 2005. Disproportionately, the murder victims and perpetrators are young African American and Latino men. Some say the upsurge is linked to reduced federal aid to police departments because of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez told a meeting of police chiefs they have to get tough on crime, but can't depend on added federal help. Thanks a lot. Truthfully, a law enforcement approach alone is not going to stem the violence. The underlying causes are complex. They can be summarized as poverty and ignorance, seasoned with nihilism supplied by some mainstream rap music, and activated by easy access to guns. The young men involved are mostly poor and uneducated from broken families. They often represent generations of poverty. Personal behavior is certainly a factor. Not all poor, black, and Latino men get involved in the street culture. But institutional and social failure of schools, job training, families are the backdrop. Enduring poverty is the breeding ground for the violence. Second or third-rate public schools, non-existent skills training, inadequate health care, these are problems that cities need federal help to tackle. Once upon a time, we believed we could eradicate poverty in our country. We need to return to that conviction and embrace a federal campaign to address the poverty and ignorance underlying the violence. Unlike poverty in the past, today's version is not suffering in the shadows. The corresponding violence is growing more indiscriminate. It's not just Oakland or San Francisco. It's everywhere. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.